Well, good morning to everyone. Now that it is December, with every passing day, we are one day closer to Christmas Day. During the next few weeks, we will all hear a lot of Christian music played on the radio. And when we attend worship services at church, we will sing many familiar Christmas hymns. This morning, I want to talk to you briefly about one of the most popular Christmas songs in history. It was written by Charles Wesley in 1739. Now, for those who do not know Charles Wesley, he was the brother of the English evangelist John Wesley, and both were credited with what became known as the Methodist movement in England and later here in America. Charles Wesley was a prolific writer and composed several hundred hymns in his lifetimes. One of his most famous Christian hymns is entitled, "Hark, the Herald Angels Sing." This hymn is based on a passage of Scripture in Luke chapter 2 regarding the angels announcing the birth of Christ to the shepherds that were in their field that night tending their flock. This beautiful hymn is only 3 verses long, but it contains deep Christian theology. It tells us a lot about Jesus Christ, who he was, his mission, and his purpose. Now, verse 1 not only announces the birth of Jesus, but it also explains that because of the birth of Christ, we as sinners can now be reconciled with God because we were previously separated from God because of sin. But now, because of the birth of Jesus, reconciliation is available to us. In verse 2, it emphasizes who Jesus was and is. It says this, quote, "Christ by highest heaven adorned, Christ the everlasting Lord, offspring of the Virgin's womb, hail the incarnate deity. Pleased as man was bent to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel." Remember, Emmanuel means God with us. Now the third and last verse teaches what Jesus offers us by saying this, "Light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Born that man no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth." And with this light of truth, Jesus Christ offers us a real, happy, unending life. Brethren, Jesus was born with the purpose of offering humanity the possibility of a second birth, which leads to an everlasting, joy-filled life. Let us pray. Father God, inspire us during the days to come to strive to understand the full meaning contained in the beautiful and precious Christmas hymns that we are so blessed to enjoy. Amen.